My most memorable English language learning experience was in my secondary school through a musical, because a musical required them perform both performers or best stage crew have well known in English, because we perform in English and sing in English, and both our listening, oral, and every area need to have a good practice so as to have good communication with other department.
Now, was that an extracurricular activity or part of your SBA?
Extract ECA. ECA.
So, how do you think that helped your DSC?
At least it can enhance and have a chance to learn English in an informal way, because DSC have some papers such as oral, and we speak in not so formal way, and have in the writing part A, sometimes this requires to write informal letters such as the letter to our friends or email.
And how about reading? What's your most memorable English language reading experience?
Oh, the reading is our reader in our English lesson, Matilda, because it is a famous reader around the world, and we can read that because there was the native teacher teach us to read Matilda, and he read aloud the stories, very interesting, and we also have a film appreciation for the Matilda, and so we can use both media to learn English, so it is very interesting and remarkable.
If you had the choice between an e-book or a printed book, which version would you prefer?
Print book, because I can mark down something on the book, and e-book I just read, and then I never find other book to write down something I think important or some words I would like to learn.
What about if you can highlight in the ebook? Is that helpful?
No, because the ebook cannot motivate me to read it again, because just yeah, put somewhere or maybe sometime delete it, and too easy come easy go.
Okay. Anything else you want to share about learning English?
No.
And you're going to be probably a teacher of Chinese, right?
Yes.
So what's the role of English as a teacher of Chinese?
Use English to teach Chinese?
Well, I don't know. Will you be using English in your career in the future?
Hopefully not. Because I mainly teach Chinese, and nowadays it's enhanced using 普通话 to teach Chinese, and English teach Chinese is seldom.
So, perhaps, how do you see the future of English in Hong Kong then?
Maybe the English level will keep decreasing, I think, because we have 普通话 and English, and the 普通话 is the upgrowing other language in Hong Kong, I think. So when the children and the curriculum focus on 普通话 and sidetrack our students to learn English, I think.